Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my friend and colleague, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, Ukraine. Over these last days, the President of the United States giving permission to Ukraine to use the ATACMS weapon system at long range. In response, Mr. Putin made announcements that the Duma had lowered the threshold, so-called, of use of nuclear weapons in contest with NATO. Mary, this looks like escalation. To what end?
I think Vladimir Putin is sending the incoming Trump administration a message that he has deterred President Biden, and he intends to maintain a strong hand, even as President Trump and his team want to push him to the negotiating table. And whether or not that ship cutting cables, that Chinese ship, was working in concert with Russia, we just don't know. That's not public information, as you say. But certainly the incoming Trump team faces a far more complicated and dangerous situation, whether in the Middle East or in Ukraine, because the Biden team eroded U.S. deterrence, and U.S. enemies like China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea have started working together in earnest publicly. They were doing it a bit in the past, but it was always hidden. But now it's not even hidden. That's how confident they feel. So it's a very complex environment, and I think very different to the environment externally that President Trump inherited in 2016.
There is a great deal of talk that Mr. Trump in office will seek to move to a negotiated settlement in Ukraine, the conditions of which have been floating around for months, years, perhaps. Donbass, the eastern part of the country, become Russian territory in some fashion, perhaps not sovereign. At the same time, Ukraine is to receive the rebuilding money from the EU and the US, but not to join NATO. I believe that's a condition. These things are floating around. It's very difficult to imagine them coming to conclusion anytime soon. What is your measure, Mary, of negotiation over a war-torn country such as this? Does Russia, in this fashion, believe it holds the upper hand?
Well, I think President Trump comes to a situation with far more leverage than President Biden, simply because he punished Putin on so many vectors when he was president the first time around, from killing Russian mercenaries, hundreds of them in Syria, to withdrawing from the INF treaty, to sanctioning his inner circle. I mean, I feel like I repeat this often in public, but it's worth repeating. President Trump has made very clear that there will be consequences for bad behavior. And on the other side, he has a relationship with Zelensky. Because any agreement has to have both sides buy in. And many Ukrainians rightly feel that there is no surrender to Russia, that any devolution of ill-begotten territory is a loss that they simply can't stomach. And so, again, I think it's a great challenge. Most settlements come after one side attains a significant military victory. So that could be part of the calculation here, that President Trump might offer a deal. And if the Russians reject it, then he'll give the Ukrainians overwhelming force to push back the Russian front lines. I'm just speculating here, John, but that would be consistent with his prior negotiating patterns. But again, we don't know the full contours of who's going to be involved here. There's talk of a negotiator. Rick Grenell's name has been floated for that. on the U.S. side, Rick, of course, was the U.S. ambassador to Germany, but also settled the Balkan dispute while he was in the first Trump administration. I think he'd be a natural fit for a job like this, which is very difficult because he's done it before in other circumstances. But we shall see. One thing is for sure, though, President Trump gained a mandate from the U.S. public to get involved here and to try to be a peacemaker. And so he has political capital riding on the outcome here. Not to say that he wouldn't have gotten involved otherwise. I think he views himself as a peacemaker with the Abraham Accords. But it's going to be, I think, a more complex negotiation than perhaps the team is anticipating.
I asked the same question I did about dealing with the hostility of China. Your measure of Secretary of State designated Senator Marco Rubio and Representative Mike Waltz, are they well informed and clear-eyed about the Russian threat?
Yes and yes. And I think that they will have an open door to the president, which is extremely important because ultimately they don't make foreign policy. The president makes foreign policy. I know that we did nothing at state without President Trump's approval if it was a significant measure. And I also think that President Trump sees Putin very clearly. You know, there's this really ridiculous claim out there that somehow he's a, you know, a Putin puppet or a Putin supporter. And that's just absurd. He very clearly sees
30 seconds, Mary, 30
what,
seconds.
What kind of a criminal he is and the sort of regime that he runs and the brutality that he's rained down on the Ukrainians, innocent Ukrainians. He sees that. And I think that, you know, the reason that he wants the war to stop is because he wants the killings of civilians to stop. So we'll see how he does, but I wish him every success.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.